Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting 8th. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mostill scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive towards short. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNulty moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNulty scores. Speaker moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Robertson's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a line drive into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNulty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Summa moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speaker bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Summa moves to third. McNulty moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Summa tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summa. Sheely reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Feuchter covering, for the out. Sheely moves to third. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt strikes out. Two outs. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckeye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNulty. The throw from Grabowski and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ma still fumbles the ball. That's an error on Ma still. McNulty goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Burns steals second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuchter. The throw from Grabowski and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive towards the mound. Buckeye reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Buck Krause now catching. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Spurgeon moves to second. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause fires to second and picks off Spurgeon for the out. One out. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckeye hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Elsh pinch hits for Harry Hooper. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elsh moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mostill hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Elsh now playing right field. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Bibb Falk. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elsh hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Barrett now playing left field. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Jameson now playing left field. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon throws to second for 1, and Fuchter throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Blankenship moves to second. One out. Sloppy Thurston pinch hits for Buck Krause. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a line drive towards second. Fuchter catches it and steps on second to double up Blankenship. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.